I wrote my tutor advert for the first time about 6 years ago, when I decided to start teaching maths and science part-time. I had just stopped working full-time as an engineer, and I needed to find some students. I thought naively that writing the advert would be the easy part. It wasn't. Writing about yourself for money is harder than writing about almost anything else. The first version of my advert sounded, when I read it back, like a different person. It was full of phrases I would never say in real life. Experienced professional, proven track record, guaranteed results. I was trying to sound impressive. The result was that I sounded fake. I asked a friend who is a primary school teacher to read it. She is honest in a way that I appreciate, even when I don't like what she says. She read it once, looked at me, and said, "A parent looking for a tutor for their child does not want an impressive professional. They want a person they can trust to be in a room with their child for an hour a week. Try again." She was right. I started over. The advert I now use is the result of about a year of small changes. I have learned a few things from writing and rewriting it. First, honest is more attractive than impressive. The line that gets the most positive responses from parents who contact me is, surprisingly, the line where I say what I cannot do. I am not a magician. I cannot promise that one or two lessons will fix everything. Parents tell me, when we first speak, that this line was what made them call. They have read many adverts that promise too much. An advert that promises less, but honestly, sounds more reliable than one that promises everything. Second, the small details build trust. I mention that I worked as an engineer for 10 years before becoming a tutor. I mention that I travel within 30 minutes of the city centre. I mention that the first lesson is free. None of these things, by themselves, would make someone hire me. Together, they tell a parent that I have thought about how this works in real life. The advert is not just words. It is also a small piece of evidence that I take the work seriously. Third, the question of money is harder than I expected. My first advert had specific numbers in it. I changed this fairly quickly because the numbers made the advert feel like a price list. The phrase I now use is reasonable rates, with a discount for booking a series of lessons. This is not because I am hiding the cost. I tell people the cost openly the first time we speak. It is because in an advert, putting numbers up front shifts what the reader is doing. They start comparing prices instead of thinking about whether I am the right person. Letting the price come up later, in conversation, gives the advert more space to be about something else. Fourth, an advert for a paid service has to admit, somewhere, that this is paid work. I struggled with this for a long time. There is something slightly uncomfortable about saying, "I will help your child with maths, and you will pay me." But it is true, and the discomfort is mine. Not the parents. Parents looking for a tutor know they are going to pay. Pretending otherwise, or sliding past the question of money, does not help them. It only helps me feel less awkward about my own work. I have come to think that this is true of a lot of small business writing. The challenge is not making yourself sound impressive. The challenge is finding a voice that is honest about what you offer, what you cost, and what you cannot promise, and trusting that the people who are looking for what you actually do will recognise it when they see it. Most of the time, they do.